أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الأمين، أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My topic today is on a Quranic term, Islamic term, سواء السبيل, the right way. Its topic is taken from Tafhim al-Quran. Human being in himself constitutes a microcosm of society. He has innumerable powers and potentialities, myriad desires, feelings, and inclinations, and a host of divergent urges. Social life consists of a huge network of complex relationships, and with the growth of civilization and culture, the complexity of these relationships increases. There is also a rich fund of resources in the world, and there are countless possibilities for their utilization. As a result, man is confronted with a plethora of choices and problems. The fact that man has inherent limitations means that he is incapable of viewing in one sweep and in a balanced way the entire span of existence. Hence, man is in no position to prescribe for his kind a judicious way of life, a way of life wherein justice is done to all his powers and capacities, in which a wholesome balance is maintained between all his inherent potentialities, in which all urges are given their due, in which his twofold need for inner satisfaction and external self-realization is fully met, in which various aspects of human life are taken into proper consideration, giving birth to an integrated scheme with the built-in capacity to harmonize the multifarious strains and stresses of social life, in which material resources are fully exploited in the best interests of both the individual and society, and within the framework of equity, justice, and righteousness. When man takes upon himself the task of prescribing the guidelines for his life and becomes his own lawmaker, his mind tends to become preoccupied with one specific aspect of human life, with one of the numerous demands of his nature, with one of the myriad problems calling for solution. His mental involvement is thus liable to be so intense that he adopts consciously or otherwise an unjust attitude towards all the other aspects and requirements and problems of human life. Consequently, when such opinions are imposed, the balance which ought to prevail in man's life is disrupted, and he begins to swing either towards one extreme or the other. Gradually, this deviation assumes intolerable proportions. A reaction sets in, and justice is demanded for the neglected aspects of human life. Still, human life remains deprived of justice. The reason for this failure is that man's reaction to imbalance is itself devoid of balance. The new dispensation, in turn, persists in excessive preoccupation with either one specific aspect, problem, or requirement of human life at the expense of all others. Thus, human life is denied judicious and balanced progress. Man continues to stumble hither and thither, from one form of self-destruction to another. All courses of life charted by man himself are winding and crooked. They move in the wrong direction, reach the wrong end, and then turn back in another wrong direction. Among these numerous ways, all false, there is just one way that lies exactly in the middle. This way alone does full justice to all of man's various potentialities and urges, to all his instincts and predispositions, to all the multifarious claims of both the body and the spirit. In short, to all aspects of his life. In this way, there is no crookedness. It is the one course of life in which nothing is given either too much consideration or too little, and nothing suffers inequity and injustice. Man's very nature thirsts for such a way, and the succession of revolts against false ways of life is merely a manifestation of his constant quest for this right and straight way. Left to himself, man is incapable of charting this way. It is God alone who can direct him to it. And indeed, the prophets were sent for this very purpose. The Holy Quran designates this way as Sawa as-Sabil, the right way, in chapter 5, verse 12. Other places in the Holy Quran, the phrase used is as-Siratul Mustaqim, the straight way. This is the road which goes amid the countless winding and crooked paths of life, the road which leads man, disregarding all the curved and crooked paths, straight onto his success, right from this world to the hereafter. Whoever goes along it enjoys rectitude in this world and success and felicity in the next. But whoever loses this road is bound to become a victim of false beliefs and false ways of conduct, and thus comes to have a wrong orientation in life. This will lead him to hell, where all bent and crooked paths end. The following illustrates man's dilemma. In modern times, some philosophers have been so impressed by this constant swinging in human life from one extreme to another, as to have mistakenly argued that the dialectical process is the natural course of human life. They conclude, therefore, that the only way for human life to progress is that a thesis should first swing it in one direction, and then an antithesis swing it in the opposite direction, after which there will emerge a synthesis which constitutes the course of human progress. These curved lines from one extreme to the other do not indicate the correct course of human progress. Rather, they represent the tragic stumblings which again and again obstruct the true progress of human life. Every extreme thesis sets life on a certain course and continues to pull it in that direction for some time. When human life is thus thrown off its quote-unquote the right course, the result is that certain realities of life, which had not received their due, rise up in revolt. And this revolt often assumes the form of an antithesis. This revolt begins to pull life in the opposite direction. As the right way, quote-unquote, is approached, the conflicting ideas, the thesis and antithesis, begin to effect some kind of mutual compromise, leading to the emergence of a synthesis. This synthesis comprises many elements conducive to the good of mankind. But since societies which do not submit to the guidance of the prophets are deprived both of the signposts that might indicate the right way and of faith to help steady man's feet thereon, this synthesis does not permit human life to maintain the golden mean. Its momentum is so powerful that it once more pushes life to the opposite extreme. At this point, certain realities are once again denied their due, with the result that another antithesis emerges in reaction to the inequities of the earlier ideology. Had the light of the Holy Quran been available to these short-sighted philosophers, and had they been able to receive the right way envisaged by the Holy Quran, they would have realized that this was the true course of human progress. So what is your way? Isn't it time to take up Sawa al-Sabil as given by the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqallahu al azim wa nufa'ani wa iyyakum bi ayatihi wa dhikril hakeem innahu ta'ala jawadun kareemun malikun barrur rahim.